It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Take out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
100.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Allstate Arena for Big Ten Basketball when they host Illinois on December 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears were off today before they start getting set for the 49ers on Sunday. Meanwhile, a lot to talk about the future of head coach John Fox. Akeem Hicks told Mully and Hanley he wants Fox back next season.
I was asked last night how I felt about Fox being back next year. I would love nothing more, because just like when there's a continuity, like a defense and players that have been around each other for a while, they get better. When you have the same stable coaching group, you can't help but get better.
But Greg Gabriel reporting in Pro Football Weekly, the Bears have a list of coaches to replace Fox ready, and defensive coordinator Vic Fangio is not one of them. Bulls host the Suns tonight at the United Center. Nikola Mirotic back at practice yesterday for the first time since he fought with Bobby Portis on October 17th. Mirotic, that will not travel with the team to Denver for Thursday's game. He'll stay back with Zach LaVine and practice with the Windy City Bulls. Former Bull Ben Gordon arrested Saturday on a felony robbery charge. He's accused of threatening a Los Angeles apartment manager with a knife. Blackhawks back in Nashville tonight. And in college basketball, the Big Ten ACC Challenge gets underway. You can hear Illinois take on Wake Forest right here on The Score starting at 7:30. Northwestern also in action. They'll take on Georgia Tech at 6. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And order your parts online at advanceautoparts.com and pick them up in-store in just 30 minutes. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back on the road. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Zach Zaidman. We also hear that there are strange aromas in the air at Hallis Hall.
Yeah, it just smelled weird in here when we walked in.
I got a real thick stink.
I don't know what it is. Fox joked that it might be sushi. I have no idea what it was.
Most importantly, what is the smell in here?
Yes, I think it's sushi.
This is brutal.
We hide these fish all over the house,
and they'll stink for days.
It smelled like you know when you walk into a house where someone has a cat? Like Barry seems like that type of a person, right?
I seem like a cat guy.
You know, sometimes the cat litter box stinks, for lack of a better word. That's what it smelled like, in my opinion.
Ha! Huh.
Ew, your breath smells like kitty litter.
That's what Hallis Hall smells like.
I didn't say Hallis Hall smelled that way. In the area where we are, the media center.
Well, the media room always.
Well, the smell, it's terrible.
This is beyond B.O. It's B.B.O.
Anyway, there's also media people who just smell bad.
That is very true, and it's a fact that is not lost on me every single time I walk into this room. Anyway.
What is that smell?
That's a smell of desire, m'lady.
Oh, God, no, it smells like a used diaper filled with Indian food. Oh!
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Hub Arkish is on Twitter at @Hub_Arkish. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. You know him as the editor of Pro Football Weekly, the director of football content for Shaw Media. You read his work in the Sun-Times at ProFootballWeekly.com. He's on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. And Hub, breaking some news, seeing that Greg Gabriel and your folks out there are reporting some information about the Bears and the, what do we call it? It's not really a coaching search, but a list of names of potential replacements that is notable for the name it does not include.
Well, we've been talking about this, we being Greg and myself, for the last couple of weeks and making calls and doing what we could. And Greg finally got to the point in the last 24, 36 hours where he had talked to enough reliable sources to confirm that there's a reason that the Bears aren't making a move on John Fox now, that there isn't going to be an interim head coaching stint for Vic Fangio. And that's according to, you know, pretty reliable sources. Apparently, Ryan Pace understands exactly what's going on. He hasn't fired John Fox, obviously, but assumes that that may be necessary afterwards, and has already begun to prepare a ready list of names, and that they don't see Vic Fangio as a head coaching candidate. And if you're not going to consider him when the job becomes open, then it would probably not be that wise to give him a 3 or 4 game audition, because if he did really well and you didn't want to have to keep him, you'd just be backing yourself into a corner. So,
but why not? What don't they see in him?
I don't know, Dan, and I've said all along, I said last year, I think he'd make a hell of a head coach. There's a lot of things that I like about him, but, you know, in fairness to Ryan Pace and the Bears, assuming that our report is correct, no other teams have seen it either. I mean, this is a guy who's been wildly successful for 4 years in San Francisco. He's done a really nice job with the Bears, and yet my understanding has had just the one head coaching interview, which was when Jim Tomsula got let go, that he was considered before the disastrous Chip Kelly hire. Other than that, he hasn't interviewed anywhere else either, and so it's always a mystery as to, you know, what gets interviews for some of these guys and what doesn't. There are people like Ron Rivera, for example, who have to interview multiple times before they get a job, and, you know, after getting a job, Ron quickly became the NFL Coach of the Year 2 times in 3 years. So I wish I could answer that question, but it's, if in fact our report is accurate, well, it's accurate if it is correct. This isn't the first time this has happened. He hasn't been taken seriously as a head coaching candidate elsewhere either.
That's jaw-dropping to me, because I don't know if I considered him a head coaching candidate, but I thought maybe he would be a part of the next tenure or the next regime. Is that ruled out as well?
According to our sources, it is, Jason. Vic, he's never been unhappy in Chicago. There's parts of Chicago he likes. He likes the golf courses here. He's become a big Cubs fan. But he is apparently a West Coast guy, and we've heard reports that he does long in some respects end up back out in California. Now, it doesn't look like there's going to be any jobs opening up out there this year. So obviously, if he is no longer with the Bears, that would be a hindrance to him getting back out there. But there have been multiple reports of the possibility that, you know, Fangio may not be focused on the Bears as his best opportunity coaching if he's going to remain a defensive coordinator.
Wow. And it's a hell of a job getting that story, because.
Yeah, great job.
Yeah, and here we are talking about the names not on the list, or a name not on the list. What about the ones that are on there? Did you or Greg learn any of those, or have any hunches?
Yeah, let me be real clear in terms of the job getting the story. This is Greg's story, and it's to his credit. I've tried to work with him on it. We've made some calls. But he first brought this to me a ways back and has pursued it pretty aggressively. And it was late last night where, you know, we agreed that he was comfortable enough that it was time to go with it. We do not have names that we can confirm on the list. There are a couple that we suspect are on the list, and we're trying to track that down right now. But I'm not about to throw, you know, wild rumors out there. We're still working on that.
All right, so let's talk about what we saw or didn't see on Sunday. Team severely outclassed by the best team in the NFC, if not the NFL. What, go behind the curtain. What, I don't know what quitting looks like, and a lot of people want to throw around the Q word the last couple of days. How does it manifest itself in your world, and did you see any of that?
Yeah, I hope you guys weren't two of those people, because I'm about to insult you if you are.
No.
They didn't quit. That's just angry people or angry Bears fans. Matter of fact, there were some kids who played pretty well on Sunday, just not enough of them. They were outclassed, guys. They were outmanned. I mean, I'm sitting there writing my game preview on Friday, and I'm trying to find some reason to tell people to watch the game. And, you know, that was exactly what we should have expected was going to happen. The Philadelphia Eagles are clearly the best team in the National Football League right now. I think the Bears team that took the field, week one against Atlanta, maybe week three against Pittsburgh, that team might have been able to play with them, but this isn't that team anymore. It was a David and Goliath type thing, and there was no reason to assume it was going to be any better than it was. Unfortunately, the things that we suspected might go wrong did go wrong early, and it was over early, and I don't think you can make much more of it than that. The key now is to watch the next five, all of which should be much more competitive. At least four, you can argue, are winnable, maybe all five if the Vikings are playing for nothing on the last day of the season. And I think our lasting impressions of where this club is at going into the offseason should be based on what we see the next few weeks, not what we saw last Sunday.
Bears waived Trey McBride, and he had been talked up as a favorite of Mitchell Trubisky because they worked together on the scout team and in preseason. But does it mean anything that they got rid of him?
No, other than the fact that they took a chance on a guy who had already been cut in Tennessee. If you recall, guys, I was not wild about it when they did it, only because there, I thought, were some more interesting players out there on the street and on the waiver wire, and I didn't know what they had seen in him in college or coming out of his stint in Tennessee. And then, you know, early on, he made a couple big catches, and he disappeared for a couple weeks, then he had a couple big catches in New Orleans. But for the most part, he wasn't ever able to consistently be on the field. That tells you that there were concerns about his preparedness, not that he wasn't working, but just the fact that he obviously wasn't grasping the system. He probably wasn't comfortable in his routes. He probably wasn't doing what blocking a wide receiver has to do. All the things that lead to a very short audition, because, you know, what has it been, about 6-7 weeks? And, you know, when you look at how they used him, in spite of making a big catch here or there, it's not all that surprising. And again, this is not earth-shaking. This doesn't impact the future of the Chicago Bears. I thought it was a bit of a reach when they signed him, but to their credit, they took a look and now they've decided to move on.
What are the pieces that you think are here right now that will be here when the Bears are good?
Well, you can make something of this offensive line. Only Josh Sitton, pushing 31, you know, is a guy who's only got a couple years left. I still think they need a left tackle. I've said that consistently. But if you've got, you know, three or four pieces in place, you've got something to work with there. Obviously, Adam Shaheen, after taking a noticeable step forward, a week ago, took a step backwards in Philly. But I think you're seeing what they hope is the future at tight end. You know, clearly Trubisky, Howard, and Cohn. So, you know, you got a lot of pieces on offense. They're pieces that all need to be developed. Howard's the only finished product, or close to a finished product. But I think, you're interested in some of that. I'd like to see him re-sign Dontrell Inman. I think he can be a real nice two or a three. And then you go over on the defensive side. I'm, you know, very upbeat on Eddie Goldman, and Akeem Hicks is only 27 years old. In Hicks and Goldman, you've got the makings of a really good 30 front. You saw Jonathan Bullard make a couple plays in Philly. He's coming on as well. These are all guys that are 27, 26 years old or younger. Even Roy Robertson-Harris, although we need to see more, that was in a few flashes. At the next level, Christian Jones, you know, when you look at the free agent decisions on this team, to me, there's really only three. It's Kyle Fuller, it's Dontrell Inman, and it's Christian Jones. And I think you got to re-sign Christian Jones. He played really well Sunday for the first three quarters and has done it all year long. And, you know, with him and Kwiatkowski, I don't know that you can count on Trevathan being healthy. You got to feel good about your inside linebacker group. I liked what we were seeing on Leonard Floyd till he got hurt, but he's got more developing to do. The rest of those guys are probably, you know, not going to be around a few years from now. Sam Acho could be towards the end, but he's at best your third or fourth linebacker.
As Isaiah Irvin can run a little bit.
Yeah, he's an athlete, Dan. I mean, he made a nice special teams play. We haven't really seen him make a linebacker play. But we'll see. I mean, you know, it took 3 years for Christian Jones to start to show some flashes, and he's younger than that, so he's interesting. And then, you know, in the secondary, it's not Mike Brown. It's not an instant explosion, but I feel good about Eddie Jackson. I feel good about Cravon LeBlanc. And I think I wish I had an opinion on re-signing Fuller or not. I think Fuller's having a great season, but there are, you know, smarter people than me make the interesting point that, you know, it took 3 years to get here, and he is completely healthy now. Anytime he's been nicked up a little bit, he struggled. So and the problem with that is that going into free agency, he earned, you know, first corner or, you know, starting cornerback money, and that's $30 million guaranteed starting point, maybe 40. And, you know, so I don't know if you commit that kind of money to Kyle Fuller, but based on the way he's played this year, I think you got to feel good about him possibly being a piece going forward too.
Hub Arc is brought to you by Simply to Impress Holiday Cards. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com.
Some news. Yeah, some news from Hub.
Good stuff. I'm also proud to mention we are past $20,000.
Oh!
And we had a big jump in the last hour. We got 45 minutes left. Every little bit helps. CampOneStep.org. We are going to hit this $25,000 match. And by the end of this show, send 50 kids with cancer.
Awesome.
To a week of camp. So let's do this. Get on this. Every little bit. CampOneStep.org. Let's hit that 25K before we are done at 6 o'clock today on Giving Tuesday. More with Hub coming up on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott has mostly done a good job in changing the culture of his football team. They play hard, and despite trading away some of their best talent earlier this season, they're just on the outside edge of the playoff picture. They didn't get here without a little drama, however. The benching of quarterback Tyrod Taylor in favor of Nate Peterman was disastrous, and after returning to Taylor against the Chiefs, Coach McDermott talked about staying together through adversity, even though he created it, and staying focused on the process. That sounds good, but I think he needs to change his message. Process kind of takes a length of time until a desired goal is achieved. That can work for the Philadelphia 76ers, but in an NFL with short playing careers and 17 years of futility, waiting for success isn't going to fly. He better start talking about winning now, because that's what matters most to his fans and also his locker room. I'm Tiki Barber.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Napa know-how.
When you purchase a set of Napa brake pads and rotors, you get a discount code from Fanatics.com worth up to $50 towards your favorite sports gear. While Napa can't help your team reach the promised land, we can help make sure your car will, because these brakes come with something no sports team does: guaranteed performance. Great brakes, great price, great fan gear. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Offer expires September 30th, 2017.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call David and Team Hochberg to get approved for a mortgage before talking with a realtor. Meet Matt, a veteran. He called a big bank to purchase a home with a VA loan. Bad move. Matt owed on his federal taxes. He didn't have a down payment, and this big bank declined his loan. So after hearing us talk about Team Hochberg, Matt called for a free consultation. A Team Hochberg VA loan expert structured Matt's mortgage to cover his closing costs and pay his federal tax liability. So let's review. Giant Bank declined Matt's VA loan application, and Team Hochberg helped Matt purchase a home with a VA loan. If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse, you'd like to use your VA loan that you earned fighting for our country, you need to call David and Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois residential mortgage license C-4358, NMLS 1918.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Get your home ready for Christmas at JCPenney. Starting Thursday, get up to 20% off major appliances plus an extra 10% from brands like GE, Samsung, LG, and Frigidaire. And get 18-month special financing on purchases made with your JCPenney credit card made by December 5th. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $299. Hurry, end soon. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store at jcp.com/appliances for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome, regardless of the record of the team. Are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz and Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction?
We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Details. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Ark isn't that getting better than that?
Bears, NFL football. That's what we're discussing with our guy, Hub Arcus, after a long weekend. You can do it tomorrow. You'll have Hub tomorrow right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show as we dive back in to the football talk. All right, Hub, we've got some NFL stuff that we want to go over with you as well. There was a weird scene in San Francisco where the fans cheered that C.J. Beathard had gotten hurt, and Jimmy Garoppolo gets in there. They get that look. Were you surprised that he didn't get the start after a bye as is?
No, I think that what, you know, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are doing is they're saying this guy's the future. We want to make sure it gets off to a good start. He's still only 26 years old. He may be NFL ready, but he's only had Shanahan's playbook in his hands for about 3-4 weeks. And so I think they were saying there's just no rush here. But I will say this. Now they're waiting until tomorrow to see how healthy C.J. Beathard is. It doesn't matter. I mean, now that Garoppolo has been on the field, you know, you stay with him, and he should be starting at Soldier Field Sunday, but we won't know that for sure until tomorrow.
Well, the San Francisco 49ers have just tweeted that 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan met with the team's quarterbacks and informed them that Jimmy Garoppolo will start this Sunday in Chicago.
There it is.
So there you have it. That could not have timed up any better than that from their official Twitter feed. Now, the former San Francisco coach who had a Super Bowl appearance, I think 3 consecutive NFC title games, is Jim Harbaugh, currently at Michigan, dealing with his own quarterbacking troubles and the whole losing to Ohio State problem that prompted Jay Glazer to report that Jim Harbaugh is, for lack of a better term, an NFL candidate at the moment. Now, I don't know the extent to which this is Harbaugh maybe trying to drive value to re-sign at Michigan or what's going on with any of the typical negotiating skullduggery here, but do you think the Bears would have any genuine interest, and would there be any viable possibility of that happening?
Let's go back a step, okay?
Yes.
Jim's a good friend. I haven't talked to him in a while. Jay Glazer is somebody I consider a friend. I think he's a hell of a reporter. I don't know what he's doing here because it's just not true. Jim is not an NFL candidate. He's in the job that he's always wanted to be in. I do think he'll be back in the NFL someday. But he's not cutting and running after 2.5-3 years, and it's not exactly like he's failed. He's, you know, with 28-7 or 28-10, whatever it is. And, you know, like you said, he's had a quarterback problem. So he's not leaving Ann Arbor right now, and I don't think that Jay is getting that report from Jim. Now, all of that said, when he is ready to come back to the NFL, would he consider Chicago as a destination? I'm sure he would. You know, he's so big on, you know, history and legacy and legend, and this is the place where he was drafted in the first round and where he got his start. And, you know, he didn't have his greatest moments in the NFL or in football here, but there's certainly a piece of him here. So if the timing was right and it was the right situation, then yeah, I think he would absolutely consider it, but he's not coming back to the NFL this year.
Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree embarrassed themselves and their organizations. And especially at the time when the NFL optics are very, very important, and you're either putting fuel in the fire for people who want to think a certain thing about NFL athletes or hurting the guys who are using their platform for other things. What do you make of what the hell happened yesterday? Because it was pretty weird and kind of sad to watch.
He was ugly, but two bad apples don't make a barrel. And Aqib Talib has a long history of this kind of behavior. Michael Crabtree, not so much as far as it being documented, but I have to admit, we're working on looking and going back now and trying to see if any of this was predictable. This clearly stems from meetings last year. Mm-hmm. I was asked the question, why 2-game suspensions? Normally these are always 1. And my understanding is it's because there's people in the league office who believe it was premeditated, that they both went out there with the intention of doing that.
Yeah, Michael Crabtree taped his chain to his skin because he knew something was getting ready to happen.
Why are you wearing a chain then?
Well, I don't know why he's wearing the chain, but the reason he taped it to his skin is because last year Talib ripped it off.
Yeah.
Then don't wear it.
But well, it's your chain, Dan.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying, but that's where the league gets this idea that the whole thing was premeditated.
And dumb.
It was stupid. It was ugly. And it's the last thing the NFL needs right now when it's fighting perception on a number of other fronts.
All right. So what do you make of Eli Manning? No starting for this week. 211th game that would have been his streak. It ends at 210. Geno Smith is now in with Davis Webb set to receive playing time as well. What's going on in New York?
Absolute shame on Jerry Reese, shame on Ben McAdoo, and really surprisingly to me, one of the most reputable and respected owners in the league, shame on John Mara. And by the way, the story that we're getting is that some of this may be coming from ownership. You know, if they had gone to Eli and said, all right, we drafted Davis Webb, you know, the season's over, we got to take a look, I'd still think it sucked, but I would think you can make that argument. But Geno Smith? I mean, what's the point? What are they doing? You know, it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous, and it's shameful. I mean, the guy, 210 consecutive starts, two Super Bowl rings, he's chasing his brother's record, and as usual, it's Eli. He's the only one with any class. He says, well, I don't want to stay for the record. You know, if it's all about the streak, forget it. Go ahead and take me out. But that doesn't mean that he's okay with this, or that he understands it, or he accepts it, and I can't believe that there's a Giants fan alive that would be okay with this. And again, let me restate it. I don't think Davis Webb's going to be an NFL quarterback, but you drafted him. If you said it's time to take a look at him, you can make that argument. But how do you explain benching Eli Manning for Geno Smith when Manning hasn't been the problem? You know, they know that. He's not the reason that they're whatever they are, 2-11, 2-9. So this is just, again, shame on the NFL, I guess. I mean, this is just one of the 32 teams, but it's just got to stink about it, and I don't understand what they're doing.
There was another story that I really didn't see coming, and that is for all names to surface as a candidate for any job. This one is at Arizona State, Herman Edwards. I thought that he was as likely as like Brian Billick. I thought that whole thing was
kaput.
It just, he wasn't interested and didn't want to be a coach. But Herman Edwards taking a college job, is it possible?
I don't think it's likely, but I'm not shocked. I mean, you can still see his passion for the game whenever you see him, you know, on screen. And I think the difference between him and Billick is that I don't think Billick's ever turned down an opportunity to interview, whereas Edwards, as you just said, he had shown no interest. He seemed to be done. You know, he had done it all. He seems comfortable in his on-camera role, but I've never gotten the sense that it was inconceivable he would take a look, and I don't think he's going to, but I don't find that quite as surprising as I might some others.
All right, Hub, you'll hang with the peeps tomorrow, man. Thank you.
All right, guys, have a good night.
Scoreboard update.
5:30 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Allstate Arena for Big Ten basketball when they host Illinois on December 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears are off today. They'll return to practice tomorrow ahead of taking on San Francisco on Sunday. Jimmy Garoppolo will start at quarterback against the Bears. Pro Football Weekly and the Scores, Greg Gabriel reporting the Bears already have a list of potential replacements for head coach John Fox, and defensive coordinator Vic Fangio is not among them. Bulls host the Suns tonight at the United Center. Elsewhere, the Clippers, Blake Griffin, expected to miss 2 months with a sprained MCL. Blackhawks take on Nashville tonight in Nashville. Patrick Kane fined $5,000 for slashing forward Nick Ritchie in last night's game. And in baseball, Carlos Beltran will interview for the Yankees manager job. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Bowlero. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bowlero's four stunning Chicagoland locations. Roll in and check out their amazing 5-pound behemoth burger and their full lineup of signature cocktails. Visit them now at Bowlero.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Once again, it's on.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. We are on watch 670thescore.com and Facebook Live as well. Look at that, Dan. Maybe another another news story bubbling up in Downers Grove right now.
Now it hits close to home. I think you're causing it.
I'm not the one that's making teachers.
Yes, I think local teachers are listening to In Other News and they're thinking, hey, that's a good idea.
No, it's not.
Happened in Dallas, happened in Detroit, and Jason Goff is always there to tell you about it.
Leave these kids alone, you jerks. All right, it's a light NBA night tonight. You got the Bulls hosting the Suns if you want to see Devin Booker do his thing. It feels like they've played the Suns 17 times so far this season. You got the Heat and the Cavaliers, which is always fun because LeBron starts to do his whole, you know, remember me thing with the Heat.
Nuggets and Jazz late, but again, it's Rudy Gobert isn't on the Jazz are a different team without him.
Bucks, Kings.
Donovan Mitchell has
That's
been
the dude.
Feeling it.
That's the dude. They've given him the green light that they wanted to give Alec Burks, if you remember him out of Colorado a few years back, who stayed hurt.
That's when they had Burks.
Yes, right? Trey Burke and Alec Burks. So, yeah, it's some NBA ball out there for you late night. Bucks and Kings, if you want to watch Vince Carter do old man Vince Carter things like he has been doing.
Last night. They threw it out to him on the break. And you saw his eyes get big. And, you know, he can't quite.
And you heard his knees scream.
Yeah,
right?
Like, ah!
Don't do this. Stop doing this.
Yeah, the bench loved it, though.
Yeah, of course. De'Aaron Fox is like 12 years old, so he's like, I never saw the dunk contest, so this is fun for me.
He actually
talked about it in postgame. So it's a lot of really cool NBA storylines. One that isn't so cool is what happened in Memphis after an 8-game losing streak. The Memphis Grizzlies choose to go with Mark Gasol and his fading position as true center in the NBA.
They made the
instead
wrong call.
Instead of a really good young head coach in David Fizdale.
Take that for data.
They chose poorly.
Yeah. Yeah. So
they chose poorly. That's wrong.
So, and that's about it for me. I mean, I've been, since I've been sick this last few days, I've been binge watching Netflix Narcos because I want to watch things far after people have said they are great. So I've watched that. And I watched the second Chappelle installment of his two comedy specials. I thought the second one was much funnier than the first one. So I'm exploring and enjoying the newness for me that is Netflix.
So. Apparently, depending on when I get home, I'd like to catch some of Northwestern and Georgia Tech because I want to see this Northwestern thing look like it's supposed to look. We were talking with Deion Thomas earlier in the show about, you know, you want to have an identity as a defensive team or you want to read your press clippings. You got Illinois at Wake Forest later if you want to continue watching the Big Ten ACC Challenge. I will be flipping between Blackhawks Predators, which is always exciting hockey because that Predators team, they got guys who can fly, and the Hawks might be starting to figure something out
a
little
bit. Putting goals on your ass.
Yeah,
is what
Alex
doing.
DeBrinket and his terrible mustache
brings him out.
It's November. I understand that. So, and I'll take in a little Suns at Bulls because I can't help it, and I'm just a Bulls basketball junkie at
I'll
this
I'll watch
point.
The Blackhawks. If
it's close?
No. If the people who watch it out there who always bitch and complain about hockey have something to talk about tomorrow. I'm tired of watching these hockey games, and then we don't talk about them or don't touch on them at all, and I feel like I wasted 2.5-3 hours of my night. Shout out to Adam Roggewin and all the people over there who show mad love to the show and show mad love to the station. We appreciate you. But I'd be damned if I watch another Blackhawks game, and then we come in here, and no Blackhawks fan has a pulse on anything, and they're just sitting there like, I want to hear you talk about hockey. You're the host. Well, damn it, if you don't want to interact, there's a lot of things that I watch that I don't throw out there because people don't want to interact on them. I'm cool with that. But if I watch Preds and Blackhawks tonight, and if I watch it all the way through, and I go back and try to find something out or learn something again in the morning tomorrow, then I'll be damned if I don't come in here and you don't hear all of it. So, you know, make that call now, Blackhawks fan. If you're down for the crown and just want to stop bitching about the coverage and jump in and interact with the coverage, then I'll watch this damn Blackhawks team.
Boys.
Fellas.
Okay, it's a big night.
Microphone.
I had to explain to Shane that the role of EP goes first in terms of both of us back here. I had to scream
at
him.
I just respect Tanny that much. I would just like him to go for the big TV night for me. It's a Tuesday on NBC, so we have This Is Us at 8 o'clock, and the second episode of Chicago Med Season 3, 9 o'clock.
Nice.
Big TV night, no sports.
Tearjerker. This Is Us.
As Larry David pointed out this week on Curb, people will watch anything with Chicago in the title. So apparently,
get my boy Eron to come over and tear jerk it for me.
See how
trying
reference?
Yeah, the amount of hustle in that joke. There's just like there's no fluidity. You know, I just told him he's the kid that runs through walkthroughs.
I was going to say huffing and puffing after the layup lines. Full sweat after the layup lines.
He's the dude that's doing dunks in the dunk line that knows he won't play in the game. That's the equivalent of what Shane Reardon just did. He's a content factory, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, the factory
closed down years ago. The town is ravaged.
Yes, there's asbestos everywhere. There's a couple of kids who got lost in there. It's the factory, actually, that they showed you in the first season of True Detective. There are a lot of, you hear the screams of children, young and old, in that content factory that man lives in.
Well, town hasn't been the same since the content factory closed down.
Tear jerked it.
All the jobs went with him. Wow. Now everybody's just on opiates.
Shane's got a moment of show, boy, where it's just...
Oh, we used to have content rolling down the hills. They couldn't make enough to sell.
This is a jug with a triple X's right next to him. Every time he Love you, Shane. I love you, man. You can't slow play this thing every once in a while.
Danny?
Like, let the game, like, let it come to you. Let it find you in the corner and drain the shot. You don't have to just rip your warm-ups off every time there's a timeout to let the coach know you want to play. You know, it's Shane's the kid that sat next to the coach the entire game, like, I know to play. I want to go in. Just let it happen, player. This ain't your podcast. Come on, man. And you deserve all of this, by the way. Like, this entire, you were doing so well. This entire show, there was no forced sound drop. You didn't try to take over when Tanny went to the bathroom at any point. You put the audio in that I sent you of Kendall Gill without any editorial comment. And then that. Damn, man. You could have been a contender.
Tanny?
Well, Jason mentioned Netflix earlier, and I'm going to be taking in someone who I consider to be a top-tier stand-up comedian. He's got a new special on Netflix, Brian Regan.
Okay.
It's called Nunchucks and Flamethrowers, and I always enjoy whenever Brian Regan comes out with a new special. So, yeah.
I'm looking for a new comedy special.
Yeah, and this is something you can watch. You know, everyone in the family can sit down and watch this if you don't know.
Oh.
Brian Regan is like, you know.
Like a Jim Gaffigan?
He's famously clean, oh. Yeah.
White Sinbad.
No.
Wait, hold on.
I thought
hang on. I'm scrolling Netflix for Sinbad special.
Hold on. Sinbad's not highbrow enough for everybody?
I don't know what that means.
I thought Sinbad was white Sinbad.
Well. Comedy that doesn't offend anyone.
Who's no black cursing Sinbad then?
Ass.
And he's actually more orange Sinbad when you really think of it.
Sinbad.
Okay, and, gang. I got some comedy for you here.
But you mentioned comedy that you know the whole family can enjoy. No curse words.
The first
person I think of where it's comedy that the whole family can enjoy was the only time I've ever seen families in a crowd. It was at a Sinbad show. I didn't go to Sinbad's show. It was on television, but he actually started making fun of little kids. So immediately I think Sinbad or Bob Saget before he went blue.
Oh, no. He's dirty. Saget's edgy.
Before
dirty.
He went blue and started doing cocaine and one-off shows on it. Didn't he?
Am I blue? Hoping you.
He did cocaine on Entourage, didn't he?
Well, that was a character.
I understand, but I'm just
Jason,
saying.
Jason, also, that's a TV show where the things are not real.
Back. All right, that is It's On, and we are closing in on the $25,000 match. I'm going to get an update in just a bit. Last check, we were on $21,000. We need $25,000 to get the $25,000 match to send 50 kids to Camp One Step and the One Step programs. Let's do this. This is our final push for the day. We really want to make Giving Tuesday this enormous success to get the $25,000 match from the Ellen Marks Cancer Foundation. So I will have an update for you shortly. But if you have not yet, go to camponestep.org, camponestep.org. Every little bit, every tiny little thing, anything, $20, it helps. It adds up in a hurry, and it's going to help make kids with cancer very, very, very happy. And it's not theoretical. These are real, actual kids who we're going to see at summer camp this year and at our programs. When we see those smiling faces, we're going to know that you helped get them there. So go right now to camponestep.org. Thank you.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
You need better sheets than the ones you have now because it matters. I didn't used to think it matters. I thought, oh, they're just sheets. Who cares? Whatever. And then my wife said, no, we're getting good sheets. And they're expensive, but it's going to be worth it. So we did, and she was right. But I wish that we had had Brooklinen at the time because then they wouldn't have been expensive, and they would have been just as awesome because Brooklinen changed the game. They created a company specifically designed to streamline the process and to make the process less confusing and less annoying to get luxury bedding. You don't have to go to some boutique shop. You don't have to be talked to by somebody at a department store walking you through all kinds of buzzwords. You just go to brooklinen.com and you check everything out, and you can see why they were named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. They've got versatile colors and patterns you can mix and match to complement any decor. Luxury bedding, underpriced, you got to try them. I love mine. You will love yours, because right now their Cyber Monday deal has been extended. It's their biggest and it's their only sale of the year. This is an offer exclusive for you, just for listening. It's 20% off everything site-wide and a free gift with purchase. And Brooklinen is so confident you're going to love your new sheets that they're offering you this, a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. So there's no reason not to give these a try. It's Brooklinen's biggest and only sale of the year. The perfect time to stock up for you and those on your list with what are sure to be your new favorite sheets, because it's Brooklinen, the best sheets ever.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Woo! The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Break out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
Right now, during the Hyundai Black Friday sales event, we're tagging Hyundai cars and SUVs with some of our biggest savings of the season. Hurry into your local Hyundai dealer today and take advantage of these special Black Tag offers on select vehicles like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Santa Fe Sport, and more. They're loaded with the latest tech and safety features and backed with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. It's all part of America's best warranty. Get an early start on your Black Friday shopping and find the perfect Hyundai tagged at just the right price. Head over to your local Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today and see why saving big on a Hyundai is the new black. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai Black Friday sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, lease a Tucson for only $139 a month or an Elantra for just $149 a month. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Offers end November 30th.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You buy Simply to Impress holiday cards. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election?
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction?
We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
CBS
Sports. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by Taco Bell. So easy to dip, so hard to put down. Rolled chicken tacos are back. Shredded chicken all rolled up with your choice of dips.
Roll Tide.
Only at Taco Bell. And transitions brought to you by Web Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Hello, Lawrence.
Hey, hello,
what's
man.
What's happening with you, man?
Jay, good to see you.
Yeah, good to be seen. I hope your holiday was cool.
It was.
Follow your stories on Instagram.
Yeah. The Instagram thing has been a little, it's been fun.
Hey, man, this guy right here is a viral internet sensation now because JJ Stankovic was doing his NBC Sports Chicago
the dancing
thing.
Yeah.
And it made its way back to me before I even saw it on his. So I was like, if it made its way back to me through these channels, like brothers I know that don't watch sports or anything else besides Love and Hip Hop and all these other things, it's like, hey, man, you see your man Lawrence dancing? I'm like, hold on now. Like, don't get punched in the mouth. Like, what are you talking about?
As long as they say you see me shuffling, right? That's fine.
So I was like, what are you talking about? And then he sent it back to me. I'm like, look at this mother just sitting there. And then JJ.
JJ was the, that's what capped it, man.
On point with it. Hit the spin around.
Yeah,
the jump on it. That was good time. That was the only thing that was good from that game.
Yeah, you know what's really crazy is that when you have a job like this, you guys have hosted pregame and postgame shows before. When you have a job like that and the team's not good, you worry. You really worry. But I gotta tell you, the crew that we've put together,
as long as it's fun,
it's a lot of fun. And the thing is that Alex and Lance go after each other. It is amazing, like watching games with them.
The beast mode joke was
dude,
a step too far.
Oh my God.
I missed it.
Well, Alex said he wanted to get that revenge the way that Alshon got when he played the Bears.
Okay.
So when he was a Saint, if they would have beaten the Seattle Seahawks, they would have faced the Bears. Right. But if you remember in that game, that was kind of when beast mode was born.
That was the beast quake.
When it registered.
And Alex missed the tackle twice.
And Lance said he got caught loafing too.
So. He said I got two loafs on you on that play.
We've got all Rod Marinelli on him, huh?
Yeah. And I'm, you know, I
so
I'm
trying know, Alex to, is like, you crazy, man.
You should. It's so great. Because Alex's whole thing is he talks about.
That's really funny.
That's really funny. I'm going to see you in a little bit. But he loves to talk about, like, you know, the SEC.
Yeah.
And Lance will be like, the SEC ain't jack without Alabama. And then they go back and forth about the SEC versus the Pac-12.
It's a fun group.
It really is. And then, like, Jim's just kind of like, okay, do you guys need some quarterback analysis?
And then perfectly you threw it back to him like, all right, Jim, so what does it feel like to face your former team? It's a fun watch.
Yeah, so we're trying to figure out ways to have fun over the next few weeks because we know that it's going to be rough. But we do appreciate all the people that ride out with us on NBC Sports Chicago.
Yeah.
Because it's been a good time, man. It really has.
But looks like it.
How was your Thanksgiving? Was it good?
Oh, man, everybody was sick. Yeah, Nicole was sick. I got sick after that. Jay's sitting there not caring who's sick, just wants to play.
Now,
so
you talk about viral videos.
Hey, by the way, I'm breaking in $25,374.
So that means $50,000.
That means we are at $50,374.
Way to go, score listeners.
Grand.
That's crazy.
And golf listeners. In the course of this show, you just raised $50,000 on Giving Tuesday, thanks to the match from the Ellen Marks Cancer Foundation. 50 children with cancer are going to go to camp for a week.
That's awesome.
That's great news.
Yeah.
It's always nice
you guys aren't the worst people in the world after all out there.
From the bottom of my heart, this stuff is that's real. It's moving. When a community from a dumbass radio show can stand up and
come together in a moment's notice too.
No, yeah. That's some real stuff there. That's 50 kids.
Yeah.
50 actual kids in area hospitals from here in Chicago, in Milwaukee, all across the Midwest. That is big time. You did it. And
thank you.
We're going all the way through January 1st with this particular appeal. This was just supposed to be the first day And we're not even at 6 o'clock.
We're going to have to find somebody else who's going to match $25,000. Do this thing a couple more times.
Wow.
40 years.
Wow.
Thanks to our listeners. We appreciate you for doing that and heeding the call and stepping up and being a part of it. And the great part for them is knowing that it isn't, as much as we want people to donate to a big charity, the fact that they can actually see their dollars at work.
We're not a big charity. We're a tiny charity. We got an office of 5 people.
That's my point. And the fact that they're going to be able to see.
Literally. We have 5 people.
What happens. Yeah. It's great.
The Instagram. If you follow on Instagram, follow on any social media platform, you get a chance to see these kids actually enjoying the money that you donate.
Yep.
So big ups to you guys. Shout out to you guys.
Wow.
Real, real, real stuff today. Appreciate you so much on a Giving Tuesday.
That's awesome. That is big.
Lawrence, what do you got for the people this evening?
I'm going to talk about the Bulls situation and the Bears report from Greg Gabriel. One of my students, Allie Pruitt, actually sat in on a mock college football championship deciding situation down in Dallas. All right. She's here. She's going to tell me all about it. And Chris Hassel is going to be on the show. Chris Hassel is the play-by-play man who called the Alabama-Minnesota game.
5-on-3.
So
the boys hung tough, too.
They almost won that game.
They hung tough after the whole bench gets kicked out.
They lost by 4 and had a chance to tie it with a minute left.
Yeah, that's tough. All right, so you got Lawrence Holmes coming up tonight. We want to thank our video coordinator, Brian Gertsch.
Spider 2, Y Banana.
We want to thank our executive producer, the one, the only, Shane Reardon.
Dobrinsky.
And our Sultan of Sound, our audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
When I did my first comedy festival thing, that Montreal thing, and so then I go there, I meet Sinbad, right? So I didn't know who Sinbad was. And he goes, he's completely relaxed. I'm all thinking about
some sort of one-piece outfit.
He did. His hair matched his shirt.
Yeah.
They were both orange.
Yeah, yeah.
So then he said, he was just so relaxed, and he said, hey, let's go. I got to get some socks. So we go to this store, right? When we first go into the store, there's no one there. It's a small store. So there's no one there. The lady's in the back.
Yeah.
So the lady takes a minute to come out.
Yeah.
And he's like, where's that lady? You know, there's nobody here, you know? And I'm like, yeah. And so he comes out, he gets his socks. Nothing happens, right? So then that night at the gala, I do my carefully constructed material.
Yeah.
Sinbad comes out. He goes, what's going on with these stores with socks? I'm like, holy. And then he's like, you go in the store and there's no one there. And then people are agreeing with him. I'm like, what? None of it made any sense except that he destroyed and I didn't. That's when I realized that I was missing a whole bunch of stuff because I guess at first you think you're good and stuff like that.
Oh, be more like Sinbad, Norm. All right, I want to thank Deion Thomas for joining us, Matt Miller, Adam Kramer, and Hub Arkish for Dan, for Brian, for Shane and Chris. I'm Jason. Lawrence Holmes coming up next. Thank you so much for listening and hanging out and donating right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Oh, big day. Big day. You did a lot of good today. It mattered. It wasn't just a silly sports talk radio show today. This really mattered. So tomorrow, Daryl Johnston, Zach Zabin, Anthony Heron, Hub, and thanks for everything, really. And on behalf of Children's Oncology Services and Camp One Step, thanks from our organization for everything that everybody did today to help these kids. So I really mean it. Thank you very, very much.
We're done here.
If on your list for errands for the holiday season is running to the post office because it's one of your errands, you can scratch it off your list. You don't need to do that. You can save time this holiday season. You can save time with stamps.com because people don't have time to go to the post office. It's busy with people sending holiday cards and gifts. So use stamps.com. That will bring you all the services of the USPS right to your fingertips, right to your desk. So you can buy and print U.S. postage, any letter, any package, any class of mail, but it's your own computer and a printer. You slap the label on and the mailman picks it up. Stamps.com will send you a digital scale that automatically calculates the exact postage. Then Stamps.com helps you decide the best class of mail every time. So you print postage any day, anytime. It's always open 24/7. So it's optimized. Your life has been hacked for the better. You can use stamps.com whether you maybe have a home business or a small business. You don't want your employees running these errands, or you just got a side hustle, or you're sending out a lot of mail. You can enjoy the stamps.com service with this special offer. It includes a 4-week trial plus postage and the digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dan. It's just that easy. Stamps.com. Enter Dan.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more.